Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for a new episode of TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, real quick before we get started, you know how I like to do this. Before we get started, guys, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with Capital T. There it is, right there on your screen. And as always, I want to give you a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? Hey, Nicole, I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, I'm really excited to be here today with you. So glad that you're joining in, part of the show tonight. Man, I don't know how to contain myself. I'm going to do the very best I can, but I'm glad that you are here with me on TMG. Thank you, everybody. That's right. Come on in. Stream in. Join the show, guys. So glad that you're here. Guys, listen, I say this all the time, and I mean it. In a very short time, this show has really taken off. And it's being heard in places all around the globe. Yeah, places everywhere, man. Places like Egypt and Thailand, like the UK and Canada and Ireland and the Philippines. I'm excited and I'm also very humbled that the show is being so well received all around the globe. And listen, maybe... just maybe this is your first time tuning in, your first time hearing the show, your very first time listening to my voice. Let me tell you, take the time to tell you thank you so much for tuning in. And whether it is you found me by accident or was it by design, I'm glad that you decided to join the show tonight. And maybe you're saying, Travis, hold on, man. I've been listening to the show and down with you and rocking with you since day one. Thank you so much for being here and joining the show all this time. Guys, I appreciate it. Listen, guys, you all know that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration with everyday people like you and like with me, right? So, guys, listen, if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share, guys, drop us an email. It's right there on your screen. It's TELLMeSomething21@gmail.com. That's right. TELLMeSomething21@gmail.com. And maybe you're saying, Travis, I'm a little camera shot. I don't want to come on a show, but I do know someone who would be a great fit and have an inspiring story to share with your audience. Guys, drop us a line, drop us their information, and we'll reach out to them. And you can even remain anonymous if you like. Thank you, guys, for being part of the show. So glad you're here. Listen, you all know that TMG has a couple of really great associate sponsors. So, guys, I'm going to go ahead and play that information. Once I do, we're diving into this thing, and we're going to get started with this. You're going to love it. Here we go. We'll be right back. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. And by Mint Mobile. Sign up and find the cellular plan that's right for you. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingmint, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. There it is, guys. Thank you. These special links, guys, for our affiliate sponsors will be in the chat. Please, please, please visit our sponsors, guys. Let's get started. Guys, I don't know if you caught the name or the title of this episode, but it's going to be a very good one, guys. If you didn't catch it, today's episode is entitled, guys, Castaway. Yeah, today's episode is entitled Castaway. So let's dive and get started right into the show. Guys, when I was researching for this show, I wanted to make sure I was well informed about a lot of things. And so in getting informed, I learned a few things that helped out with the show. Let me start off by saying what the word first thing I learned. The first thing I learned was the word launching. Launching, yeah, launching. Launching is a nautical term that describes what happens when a boat or ship is set in motion. Launching is a nautical term, and it describes what happens when a boat or ship is set in motion. By allowing it to roll into the water. Yeah, so by allowing a boat to roll into the water, it's called launching. Now, there's different ways that a boat can be launched or a ship can be launched, but the overall factor is it's called launching. When you place a boat in motion, when you set things in motion by allowing a boat to place or to kind of start floating in water. And that's what's called launching is. Launching is a nautical term. What happens when a boat or ship is set in motion. And without ever, and I'm going to make this statement, and without ever setting one foot on a boat, we experience launching each day. Yeah, we do. We experience launching each day. We launch thoughts. We set things in motion every day. Yeah, we launch our thoughts every day. We set some stuff in motion. Every time we launch a thought, we're setting some things in motion. We launch thoughts and we set things in motion every day because each time we allow thoughts to remain in our minds and float around in our heads, we are launching. In the same way a ship gets launched out to sea, or out to the ocean, our thoughts are also launched in the oceans of our minds. We are always launching thoughts and setting things in motion. Yeah. Our thoughts set things in motion. And every time we allow things to continue to float around in our minds, we are launching. And without ever setting one foot on a boat, without ever going on a cruise, without ever being on a ship, we experience launching every single day. Yeah, we experience launching every single day. Each time we allow thoughts to remain in our minds and float around in our heads, we are launching. In the same way a ship gets launched out to sea, our thoughts get launched in the oceans of our minds. We are always launching thoughts and setting some things in motion. And in the same way a ship remains afloat in the ocean, certain thoughts, come on, certain thoughts remain afloat in our minds. The same way a ship or a boat remains afloat in the sea and in the ocean, certain thoughts remain afloat in our minds. It's already there. It's always there. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to put in a whole lot of much effort about it. That thought is there when you wake up in the morning. It's there when you go out through your day. Certain thoughts are always afloat in our minds. The same way a ship or a boat remains afloat in the seas and remains afloat in the ocean, certain thoughts are always floating in our minds. It's always afloat in our minds, always in our heads. Certain thoughts are always afloat. You know what I'm talking about. And some thoughts, if they're not floating, some thoughts are just waiting to be launched. You know what I'm talking about. Let me give you an example. For instance, let's say, you know how this is. If somebody, there's someone who always irritates you or they always get on your last nerve, you say, you may begin to say things like, they said that something to me last week, but if they say something to me this time, I'm ready for them. We are ready to retaliate. If someone says something to us off the wall or irritates us or angers us, we will hold that thought until the next time we see them. And we would dare them to say something. I wish you would. I'm ready for them. I'm ready for them today. If they come with that foolishness, I'm ready for them. Certain thoughts are ready to be launched in our minds. Come on, let's be truthful about it. Somebody can say something, can get on your nerves, step on your toe, cut you off in a drive-thru, cut you off in the middle of the parking space, and you already had a bad day. Things already haven't been going well for you. And someone says something to you, and you are ready to pop off. I'm ready for the next person to cut me off in that parking space. I wish you would say something. So certain thoughts are already floating around, but there are also certain thoughts that are just waiting to be launched. And let's be truth about it. We know it is. We know it is. We know it is. We know it is. And our minds are some of the most powerful organs in our bodies. It's not our muscles. It's not our biceps and our triceps. Our minds are some of the most powerful organs in our bodies. It's not our muscles, guys. It's our minds. Our minds can think of something. And if we are not careful, we'll begin to believe that it's true, even if it's not real. The human mind can destroy and create. It can be wielded like a weapon. but it can also become a tool if we decide to choose to. Guys, I have something that we call, let me put up in the camera, some VR goggles. Yeah, I have some VR goggles. You kind of strap these on your head and you wear them like that. You strap them on and you put your phone right here. And they fit over your face and your eyes like that. So you're looking at your phone and you're looking at a video on your phone through these VR goggles. Let me get a good picture so you can see a good picture of them. So I have those VR goggles, right? And with those VR goggles, when you use them, you feel that what you are seeing through the VR goggles, you feel that what you are seeing is actually happening. Yeah, no joke. With the VR goggles, you could be playing a video game or you could be watching a short video on the VR goggles and you will begin to feel like you're actually there. I've seen videos online where people would have on the VR goggles and they would hit TVs because they're playing or they're running to the wall, or they're ducking and dodging. And it's all because they're wearing these VR goggles and they feel and believe that what they're seeing is happening for them real. If you have a pair, type it in chat, just say me too, or the first time you tried a pair, your mind, you're gonna think, man, this is really happening. So when you wear them, or when you use them, you feel that what you see is actually happening, that's actually taking place. You really feel that. In your mind, you believe that because they are designed to create a different reality for your mind. And we will respond to it in the same way we would anything else because the mind believes. Because the mind believes it, we will respond to it as if it is really taking place. Because the mind believes it, we'll begin to respond as if we are actually there. And you know no dinosaurs are chasing you. You know you're not on a roller coaster, but your mind believes it. So you begin to respond. You'd be ducking and dodging rocks and trees and stuff all in a video. You're doing all this and there's nothing there. But your mind believes it and we begin to respond as if we are actually really there and it's really happening because the mind believes. Has there ever been something and our minds just believe it because it's there. It's the thought that's in our mind. It's the reality that the VR has created and our minds believe it. So we go with it. We start ducking and dodging and we start dodging trees that aren't there. We start dodging rocks that aren't there. We start dodging people that aren't there. We start doing this and we're still standing in our living room, standing in the bedroom, and we're dodging and dipping and we're dodging things that aren't really there. But our minds have had this reality that it is taking place, that it is happening. Has there ever been something, let me ask you guys this question, and you're going to laugh at this. Has there ever been something that, to run across your mind and before you knew it, you jumped up, you jumped on your feet, and you started running with it? I'm talking about a thought that ran through your mind. Have you ever had a thought that ran through your mind and before you knew it, you jumped up on your feet and you ran with it? You just chased it down. You tired and you don't know why you're tired because you've been chasing these thoughts all day. You've been chasing these random thoughts all day. had something run through your mind. And we didn't take the time to think about it. We didn't take the time to rationalize it. Oh, we just ran with it. And now you're tired and don't know why you're tired mentally. Now you're emotionally drained. Don't know why you're emotionally drained because we've been chasing random thoughts. Have you ever had something run through your mind and before you knew it, you was up on your feet and you was chasing it too? and you find yourself and you were upset and you really couldn't tell why you were upset. You felt some kind of way about something or someone and you couldn't even tell why. Have you ever had thoughts like that? I did. I mean, just had thoughts. And man, you chased that thought and now you're tired. You're upset with everybody. Now you got a problem with everybody. Now before that thought, you had no problem with nobody. You had no issue. But a thought run across your mind and now you're chasing it. And now you're mad. Don't know why you're mad. You mad? You upset? Don't know why you upset. Feeling some kind of way and don't know why you are. You all struggling. And you walk around, we walk around with this frown on our faces, all because of a thought that we had. And I know, even though it wasn't real, our bodies are reacting like it's real. The emotions that we feel become real. The anger, the disappointment, the rejection, the loneliness, all of that becomes real. Because of the thoughts that we created, the reality that we created, the virtual reality that we created becomes real. And so we begin to respond physically to it real. And so we begin to physically respond to what's happening to us mentally and emotionally. I'm going to say this, God, right? So we begin to physically respond to things that's happening to us mentally and emotionally. A lot of the haters that we say we have convinced ourselves that they are our haters. We have convinced ourselves that people don't like us. We have convinced ourselves that we won't be happy. We have convinced ourselves that no one really likes us. Now, I get it. Some people just don't like you. And they won't like you no matter what you say, no matter what you do. But most, for the most part, we have convinced ourselves in our own virtual reality that we won't be happy. We can never be happy. We can't move forward. We can't go beyond what hurt us. I'll never make it past that. Nobody likes me. Nobody supports me. We have convinced ourselves that no one likes us. And you know what? You know what? Because we are the hero in our own story. You know how it is when you ask somebody, well, what happened in the relationship? And they go, well, child, I don't know. You know me. I went to work and came home. I never did anything. Oh, girl, man, you know how she is, man. I just went home. I went to work, came home. I never hung out. And if we tell our own story, for the most part, we're going to be the hero. If they ask you, well, why did they fire you? I don't know, man. You know, I always went to work. I always showed up. But we won't tell the part where they told us, you can't be late anymore. Stop being late to work. I need you turning your work on time. But we will always be the, for the most part, when we tell our story, we are the hero in our own story. And I get it. I get it. I mean, if we're going to be the ones that tell the story, why not be the ones that also wear the cape? And so we convince ourselves of some things. We begin saying things like, I don't know why they don't like me. I don't know why I'm not happy. We say these things because every great story also needs a great villain to keep it going. So we have to do a check of ourselves. We have to check ourselves and have you become the hero and the villain of your own story. We have to make sure that we are not the ones keeping the story going. So, like with the VR goggles, and the thoughts we allow to remain in our minds, we don't have to physically be in a situation before our minds begin to respond like we were. Yeah, before our minds begin to respond just like we were. Guys, I want to share, right here, I want to share something with you guys. I was reading an article in Forbes magazine. An article caught my attention, and I want to share part of the article with you. The article was pretty fascinating. It was a very fascinating article. It's part of an article that I saw in Forbes magazine, and it's talking about neuroscience. Neuroscience has shown that social and physical threats activate the same centers within the brain that make us want to fight, flight, or freeze. I want you to think about that for a minute. I'm going to repeat that, guys. Neuroscience has shown that social and physical threats activate the same centers within the brain that make us want to fight, flight, or freeze. That means we can deal with something emotionally, mentally, and it can trigger the same responses in us that make us want to fight, run away, or freeze, or make us feel like our life is in danger. Someone could say, you're fired, and it will activate the same triggers in our minds that make us feel like our lives are in danger. We feel threatened, all because they say certain things to us, and all because certain things don't work our way, and we begin to feel like our lives are threatened because the same centers of the brain are activated. What this means is we don't have to physically be in danger. We don't have to physically be there or physically experience it in order for it to impact us. We don't have to physically experience it in order for it to impact us. Something can happen to us emotionally and socially, and we can still feel the same anxiety as if we were there physically. Friends could threaten to walk away. Close friends could threaten to...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Walk away and we will feel like life is our lives are in danger. We can still feel the same anxiety. Yeah, as if we were there physically. We'll feel the same level of stress. We can still feel the same level of pain and disappointment. All because these things are in our mind, and our mind cannot tell the difference from us physically being there and the words that were said. We'll still feel the same physical stress, the same physical anxiety for the things that were said. We can still feel the same rough waters. Yeah, we'll still feel the same rough waters. Have you ever seen those boats or those ships in the water and they begin to rock back and forth because of the rough waters. And you're not sure if the ship can make it. You're not sure if the ship is going to last. You're not sure if the ship is still going to be there because it's rocking in rough waters. You don't know what's going to happen to it. You're not sure if it's going to be there, but it's rocking in rough waters. And when you look at it, it's they're rocking in rough waters. Have you ever seen a ship that was trying to deal with rough waters? Let me show you what I'm talking about. Have you ever had a ship you saw that was trying to navigate rough waters? Have you ever had something that looked like this and it was trying to handle rough waters? Have you ever seen those boats when they be bouncing around left and right trying to handle rough waters, and you don't know if it's going to make it the next 5 minutes or the next 5 hours, but it's handling rough waters. You don't know if you're going to make it 10 minutes or 10 seconds, but it's trying to tread out some rough waters, and it's doing the best it can to hold on because of the rough waters. Have you ever seen a ship and it's just going back and forth? Has there ever been something that came across your mind and you felt just like that boat or that ship, and you felt like what that boat was doing? The boat was doing this, and you felt like this. It was going up, and you felt like this. It was going left and right, and you felt like this. It was unstable, and you felt that way. And every time, and you felt like what that boat was doing, every time you think about it, you rock from side to side. And then you rock from one side to the other. Each time it came up, you rocked. Each time you thought about it, it rocked you. Have you ever been caught in the middle of rough waters? Now, I'm not talking about a splash or two. I'm talking about rough waters where what you were feeling, what you were thinking, and what you were experiencing was overwhelming. I'm talking about, have you ever felt like you were losing control of everything? I'm talking about rough waters. Yeah, rough waters. And here's the funny thing. The funny thing is this. You will have haters and those who don't like you and don't even know. And listen, there you have people who hate on you and don't like you, but they don't even know your story. Yeah, you will have haters and those who don't like you, but don't even know your story. They can see the smile, but can't see the story. They see you smiling. But they don't know your story. They see you high-fiving your brother. Yeah, what's up, man? But they don't know your story. They see you celebrate other people, but they don't know your story. They see you smiling at the celebration, but they don't know your story. They see you happy, but they don't know your story. They see the smile, but don't know your story. They don't know what they really don't know is, they don't know that sometimes you really weren't smiling. You were gritting your teeth. Yeah, you really weren't smiling. You are gritting your teeth, trying to hold back from breaking down, holding yourself back from telling them how you really feel, holding yourself back from not just going off. Yeah. Have you ever had to just grit your teeth at something? You couldn't say nothing about it. You couldn't comment on it. You couldn't go on social media. All you could do was grit your teeth. Yeah, they thought you were smiling, but I wasn't smiling. I was just gritting my teeth. Have you ever felt like you were stranded? You ever felt like you were stranded? Like those, everybody who said they would always be there, they left you and they stranded you. People who said they would never walk away from you, walked away and they stranded you. A job, you thought you had the job security, you thought you had the best job, and now it's not there and it stranded you. Pandemic came and a lot of people felt they were stranded. I know. Have you ever felt like you were stranded? I didn't think things would be this way. You felt like you were stranded. What I mean is, have you ever been going along with your life? And yes, there were some storms and some rough waters, but it wasn't anything like what made you feel stranded or shipwrecked. What makes, and I begin to think about a shipwreck, right? I begin to think about a shipwreck and why is it so devastating? It's a terrible loss and everything about it. And I begin to think about a shipwreck. And this kind of came across my mind. What makes a shipwreck, what part of what makes a shipwreck so devastating is that it prevents the ship from reaching its destination. It stops the momentum the ship had. So let me ask you this question. What has stopped your momentum? What made you quit? What made you give up? What stopped you from even trying again? What was it that made you feel life is not even worth trying anymore? What stopped you from thinking about good things about yourself? What stopped you from seeing yourself in a good light? If it stopped you from dreaming and made you put the things away that would help you reach your dream, then you've been shipwrecked. If you no longer begin to see yourself in a positive way, then you've been shipwrecked. If you cannot believe anything good about yourself anymore, then you've been shipwrecked. If you don't believe your future can be anything different than what you see now, you've been shipwrecked. If there was a hobby that you enjoyed that made you happy when you did it and put a smile on your face, but now everything is just sitting there and gathering dust. Maybe there was a business idea that you were excited about. And because it required some time, you're no longer excited about it. Maybe there was a book you were going to write or a piece of technology you were going to come up with. Whatever it was yours. What made you put all of that away? What made you stop all of that good thing? What made you stop your momentum? What made you to begin to reach for the life preserver? Yeah, what made you quit striving and reach for the life preserver. What made you told you you couldn't be it and reach for the life preserver? What words are in your mind that told you you'll never be anything? Nobody like you has ever done what you're trying to do. What made you reach for the life preserver? What told you to stop dreaming and reach for the life preserver? What made us stop believing that anything was possible and begin saying things like, I'm just holding on? Listen, when we have a life preserver point of view or a life preserver way of thinking about ourselves, we have come to a point where we are just holding on. I'm just waiting for the next day because, you know, I don't know. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We're just afloat. We no longer have any momentum. We go wherever the waves take us. And like some of us, like some of you, God, listen, like some of you, I've watched a lot of movies and TV shows. I like a good story. So if it's a good story, I'm going all in on it. I like watching good movies and TV shows, just like everybody else. I do. So like a lot of you, I watch a lot of good movies and TV shows, sometimes about people who have been shipwrecked. I do. And the survivors or the castaways, sometimes what they try to do is they try to repair the boat. Sometimes they try to repair the very thing that shipwrecked them. They try and repair the boat. They try and repair the boat. Have you ever tried to piece things together, back together? You know what I'm talking about. With all that is happening right now in the world and around us, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, in our families, and in the world, with all that's happening in the world, right? With the social unrest, the anxiety and depression on the rise, and mental health issues are increasing. People are just trying to piece things back together. People are saying they want things to go back the way things were, but we can't go back to the way things were because too many pieces are either missing or we found out they never really fit in the first place. And at times, we might find ourselves piecing things back together. Yeah, I remember watching a show, a movie, and I can't remember whether it was a TV show or a movie, and this group of people were shipwrecked. Yeah, the ship had come aground, it was a storm, and they were shipwrecked. They were definite castaways. They were castaways. They were shipwrecked. They were in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, they were castaways. And some people, and there was an individual who began taking role like they were in school. You remember being in school and your teacher was call your name and they would take role of everybody who was attending class that day. So there was this person who everybody was shipwrecked, but it was this person, and they began to take role, begin to call off the passengers' names. John Doe, Mary Sue, blah, blah, blah. And they began to call off the passengers' names like they were in school. They were checking off the names of the passengers. And they asked people to raise their hand or say the word, I'm here. or say the words, I'm here, or raise their hand when their name was called. They weren't that thought about it. I said, wait a minute. These people were just shipwrecked. They weren't just taking the role for the records. They weren't taking the role to keep good records. They were taking the role so no one could be counted out. What I'm saying is this. We have gone missing long enough. There have been things we were never included on. But I'm here. Yes, there were some things did not go our way. Yes, some things weren't favorable. But I'm here. But you are here. There is a message. Listen, there is a message for anyone that was taking role. And for anyone that looked you up on social media. And all those who didn't believe in you, who didn't trust what you could do, who didn't believe things would work out for you. There is a message for everybody who is taking role for you. There's a message that you need to send. Don't count me out. If you have to raise your hand, if you have to open your mouth and speak, don't count me out. If you have to listen, if you have to stand up, don't count me out. I know you thought I would always be shipwrecked. I know you thought my mind would always drown, but I survived the shipwreck. You survived what shipwrecked you. Don't let them count you out now. If they look you up, don't let them count you out. If they take in your name, don't let them count you out. You know, I'm a firm believer in positive confession. You ought to say this to yourself. Every time you wake up, you should begin to say this and put it in chat. Don't count me out. I know there were some rough waters, but don't count me out. I know it didn't look pretty for me, but don't count me out. Put it in chat. Say it to yourself. Say it to yourself in the mornings. Say it to yourself in the afternoons. Say it to yourself before you go to bed. Don't count me out. You may be driving in your car. Don't count me out. You may have to deal with the loss of a loved one, but don't count me out. You may have just been fired, but don't count me out. They said they would never leave you, and they did. But don't you count me out. If you have to raise your hand, don't you count. Some people thought you will always be the same. They thought you will always be absent. They thought you will always miss every opportunity. There are those who thought you would always be lost at sea. They thought there will always be no recovery from the shipwreck you were in. They had no idea that you were going to show up. Let them know that you're here. And don't count me out. I'm here. I'm here means to be present in your moment. Yeah, this is your moment. Some of us needed help, but we're here. Begin to say it to yourself. I'm here means I'm present in my moment. I'm focused. You're focused. You're determined. Make them uneasy. Let them know that you're here. You're radical because radical people always have a tendency to make things uneasy. It's difficult to take things easy when you've been shipwrecked. It's difficult to take things casually when you've been a castaway. We can either remain easy or we can make it to shore. Everyone won't be able to go along with you with this type of thinking. You will become too radical for some. Don't you know you are just one radical idea away from getting back on dry land, getting back on your feet? One radical idea from changing your life. A radical idea doesn't necessarily mean that it is a new idea, but it is a different idea. It doesn't necessarily have to be a new idea, but it is a difference maker. Are there any difference makers listening? Yeah, where are the difference makers at? Put it in chat that you are a difference maker. I'm so radical. You're just a difference maker. You may not be new, but you are a difference maker. Doesn't matter if you're 2 or 22 or 82. You are a difference maker. Where are the difference makers at? Yeah, I know they said, well, I know you, but you're a difference maker. Yeah, I'm a difference maker. Sometimes you don't always need to start at the beginning. You won't always need something new. Sometimes you don't even need to start over. Sometimes you just need to start where you are and change the script. Who all is a difference maker? Yeah, put it in chat. I'm a difference maker. The only thing you have left, sometimes the only thing you might have left is a life preserver. And you're in the water. So all you got left is a life preserver. And you are in the water. And you're floating. And you are going with the waves. The waves are moving. And all you got is a life preserver. After the storm, all you got is a life preserver. After the trouble, all you got is a life preserver. After the layoff, all you got is a life preserver. After the disappointment, all you got is a life preserver. After the sickness, all you got is a life preserver. The way you feel about yourself, all you got is a life preserver. And you're going floating with the waves. Listen, you have to understand. This is what you have to understand. That everything that happened can leave you with a life preserver. And you can either float or go with the waves. You can either float or go with the waves of everything, or you can kick yourself to shore. You can't depend on the wave to bring you to shore, because the same wave that will carry you to shore is the same wave that will carry you out to sea. So if all you have left is a life preserver. If all you have left is a life preserver and you want to make it to shore and get back on your feet, you're going to have to kick if you want your momentum back. You're going to have to kick because something happens when you begin kicking. Ideas begin to come back to you. Strategies and thoughts begin to come back to you. You begin to rediscover things about yourself that you forgot. You begin to unlock new things about yourself that you never knew existed. You never knew you could kick like this until you had to. You never knew you could make moves like this until you had to. Listen. You begin to unlock things about yourself. If you want to make it to shore, you got to kick yourself. You got to begin to kick yourself back to shore. Listen, you never knew you could do this until you had to kick. So if you can't swim to shore, hold on and kick your way. Right now, there are some people who are kicking their way and getting their momentum back. There are some people right now that are saying they're not going to wait on the perfect wave anymore or for anyone to do it for them, because they're going to kick and get their momentum back. If you are listening, you are getting your momentum back. If you are watching, you are getting your momentum back. Listen, we may have been shipwrecked. You may have been a castaway, but we made it to shore and get your momentum back. Good with the captain. And don't forget to tune in right here each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. And you can stream your favorite episode on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, and so many more. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Go get your momentum back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.